tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Where you ass that dog with niggas 1 feet?
Hey.
Where you ass that dog with bitches 10 feet?
Hey.
Where you ass that dog niggas got run on?
Focus! Where your ass that dog made me put his gun out?
What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenner here in studio for Love & Hip Hop Hollywood's AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm back, bitches. I'm joined by Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, what's up?
Trine Tong.
Your girl Trine.
Cam Penny.
What up? Happy to be here. Well, I ain't never been on this before.
We
got the Sam Pimple.
I just have to say, Stefan couldn't come in because his voice was a little out. I spent 4 days, 14-hour days, each day, screaming at a Tony Robbins event, and I'm fucking here, Stefan.
Yeah, so where you at, Stefan?
But that's fine.
Where were you?
Where you at? But that's fine because, you know, we have two very special guests.
Woo-woo!
They're new to Love & Hip Hop Hollywood this season, but they surely are keeping us very
entertained and looking fabulous doing it.
Oh, I love you.
We have Miss Brandy and Mr. Max Lux. What's up, yo?
Hey, AfterBuzz.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Shout out to Max.
We're in the cheers.
Max brought the bottle.
Shout out for the bottle.
Yes, he did. He helped us out.
We gotta be buzzed after that.
Now, wait, before we start, I gotta ask you about that shirt because that shirt is really dope.
Oh, yeah, this shirt is Moods in Norway.
USA.
USA. And, you know, we got the lumberjack over here.
It's the young, fly, hot shit for, let's just say, how Mary's the new single.
Can you say hot shit?
You can be any age where.
Hot shit.
When you young and fly, and young and fly is an expression, it doesn't matter how fucking old you are, just you young and you fly here. You wear Moods in Norway, USA.
All right, I'm going to check that out.
Norway.
Wear my shirt.
Oop. Your shirt?
Oh, you just thought about you? You
didn't
think I wanted one
what
like
happened?
That?
Oh, it's already
started. Hold on.
You got all the
let me know when I got a duck. Let me know when y'all going to start.
Don't
table.
Worry. It'll get real loud real quick.
All right, let's talk about it. How did you guys get involved with Love & Hip Hop?
How did we?
Well, you know.
And was it an easy decision for you guys to decide to come on the show?
Well, you know, we've always been loving hip hop because, you know, we make hip hop and we make love, so therefore it only made sense.
All right.
That's ready, like, you know how I put it. You know, it's everything he said, and yeah, it was a really hard decision to answer that second question for this individual over here. But for me, it was just like, whatever. Like, it's this every day.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a camera capturing it, I don't really see that. I don't see the camera because it's just, oh, great. You can have memories to look back on.
For sure.
Some proud moments and some unhappy moments. But I keep it 200, so I don't care about, oh, well, why are you going to do this show? What made you do it? You're not doing anything. You're just doing you.
Right.
What you're going to do with or without the camera.
All for
TV. Right. And what I really like about you guys is you guys don't care what anyone thinks. Y'all going to do and say what you want to say.
I mean,
really like that.
You can't care what your haters think because where were they at?
Well, that's the question. Where did y'all even meet? How'd y'all even hook up?
I'm going to let him answer that.
Uh-oh.
Sips tea.
You know what? We actually just met on Earth, and I was making my rounds. No, we met through my bro tweet from Nex, actually.
Okay.
I was working with
Why
him.
You always lying? Oh, my God.
That part. Yeah, so he actually introduced us, and, you know, I always call him and tell him I don't know whether to thank him or, you know, kill him.
Watch what you say on here, boo. Yes.
Remember, it's being filmed.
It's being filmed.
She will rewind it.
Yeah, so you don't know whether to thank him?
No, I was just playing.
That's
I always thank him.
Damn.
Thank you, tweet.
How long y'all been together? I mean...
We've been
high school.
This partnership has been going 11 years.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 11 years.
Now that makes sense when I was on the show.
Yes.
You gotta be strong foundation, you know, for what y'all go through, which I'm sure Jesse might talk about.
But did you have concerns about that? Like, having been together for 11 years, everybody know reality TV
breaks you up.
Relationship. So were you worried about that going into it?
100%. But
when you're married, anything can break you up.
That's right.
So, therefore, what's reality
TV? You know, you got to keep your dick in your pants, you know?
Oh, my God.
That can break you up.
For real. That is important to do.
You know, anything can break you up.
Hey, can y'all show y'all rings? Y'all got rings on tonight?
I actually got a collection of rings. That's my new thing. I just stop and buy every ring I see.
You keep me your ashtray in your car.
You know what? You guys should come out with a collection of rings.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Okay, don't forget her finders.
Make sure she gets a check.
The B-Lux collection.
The B-Lux. Oh, shit. We're going to be paying out big time.
That was good right there.
It could be like a little handcuff with a low jack on it.
There you go.
Nigga, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I'm so dumb.
But, you know, at the end of the day, people don't understand that when you are with somebody for so long, you have to keep up. You know how you stay in with trends and fashion? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with your relationship. Whether you're married, whether you're dating, whether you're in denial and you've been around the same fucking person for 12 years, if you don't reinvent that love, it will get old and dry and flat. And then it's like, what?
I suggest alcohol and R. Kelly.
Alcohol and R. Kelly?
Seems like you're ready.
Well, my baby mama is a nut. She is crazy.
Really? Why is that?
I mean, you know. Well, I'm a.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you refer to her as a baby mama?
Because
she got your baby. She your baby's mama.
She got my
mama.
Baby, and she bring me nothing but drama. But you know, I got custody
but
now.
But you love her.
I mean, it's all love. I would never.
You know why you gave you love her?
I would never put her on the street. I would never do her bad. But
amen.
That's just who she is.
You a good brother.
That's family. Family first.
Yeah, family first. That's my son's mom, so she always gonna get the upper hand. So how long did it take for you to realize that? Wait a minute, this girl is gonna be.
Oh, you know, too many nights of just waking up with the pistol at your face. Nah, I'm just playing.
No.
Nah, you know, I just, us being men and, you know, just, you know, being straight, you know, heterosexual men and just, you know, answering the call of life, you know what I'm saying? I just pay attention to what's really important.
She watching closely
in my life, and who really got my back? Because you know these Beckys ain't shit.
These Beckys ain't loyal.
That's a good point because no matter how crazy she is, she always had my back to the fullest.
Yeah,
even though she get on my nerves and I can't take
this
her nowhere.
One too. Yeah, she just you know went from having my back to just taking over everything, and then it's just like okay, shit, you got it all now.
Well.
Well, let's talk about we saw a couple weeks ago that you guys had gotten into a little argument. Why has this happened before with the ring situation in which you, like where did it come from in which he felt the need to throw the ring? Like, you just really wanted
you know
to
what
aggravate
it is?
Her and get
listen,
under the skin.
Listen, I'm an Aquarius, so I can always admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, you're an Aquarius.
I was wrong for that. But it's like at the moment it was just an intense moment and it was just like I was trying to prove a point. You know, and I might have lost track of my things.
And where did, like, because one thing I really liked last week is that you said you came out and said, you know, growing up, I wasn't around this. I didn't have.
Oh, no, you know, we grew up with Snoop Dogg, and I'll never trust the, you know what. But this isn't one of those. This is my wife, so it's like, it's totally different. You have to reprogram yourself not to be a follower and to be a leader. And that's the hardest
thing.
How, you guys are on the show, and, you know, let's just keep it real. Love and hip-hop is not known for people staying in relationships. Mm-hmm. So, and you guys hang out with some of these people. Is there ever any times you guys are being like, yo, dog, like, chill out on her? Or you're being like, girl, you should not be with him. Damn. Giving some advice to the other castmates?
Because
y'all been together for a while.
I'll let you start.
Well, no, it's all you.
Okay. Well, I always keep it real. So, if I see something I don't like, I'll say why I don't like it, and I'll try to figure out a way to better what I see that I don't like versus just hating on somebody's relationship. Even if the nigga just all the way ain't shit, I still try to look for any positivity I can find
that's good.
Give that advice to my girl, whoever I may be talking to in the
that
cast.
That is so true.
But
in real life, too. Like, my friends come over, she start telling them about theyself.
Yeah.
What's your sign?
But I'm a Virgo.
Hey, Virgo.
Virgo. So we 100% shout out to my girl Beyonce. We hold it down.
Last Virgo.
you know, Virgos, we rule the world, but all signs are amazing. Because without another sign, like, everybody has something special about them, whether you're Aquarius, Pisces.
Scorpio season is right
Scorpio,
now.
Scorpio, my mom's Scorpio.
Can anyone guess what sign Cam is?
What sign are you, Cam?
Oh, no.
He's the best.
Our Cam.
He's the best.
Oh, I'm like, are you a Cam, too? Oh, Cam, what sign are you?
Scorpio. Scorpio.
Same as my mother. And you're Virgo. And what sign are you, Courtney?
I'm a Taurus.
Shit, my best friend, shout out to Stiletto Jill and my right hand holding it down in federal prison, 3 strikes. Woo. My nigga's coming home, though. Because we about this life, and God is looking down, and Obama letting out like 6,000 people. So, my nigga, I know you listening in prison. Can't wait till you come home. These Beckys is lucky your motherfucking ass ain't out. Jesse, what sign are you?
Virgo.
Oh,
that was
amazing.
A threat. That was a threat.
I didn't say her name because I can't do that.
Right, you can't do that. She got you. You know, speaking of signs, how do you guys balance each other out in this relationship?
We don't. We don't even try. I just let her do her and, you know, ask if I could do me on the side. You know what I'm saying? That part.
You know, he does let me do me.
All
but
the
at the same time, the balance isn't always even. You know, sometimes it's really fire and water and oil. But it's
fire,
about
water and oil.
Yeah,
all
mixed together. But the balance is knowing how to come back from that. Like when you have, sometimes an explosion is what you needed for that good ass love, that amazing fucking sex. You know that you know it's real.
Max Lux.
You know. It's you know, like, sometimes, thank you, these Beckys. Y'all bitches is out there on your knees thinking that, oh, he's going to leave her and be with me. Bitch, you just got me and him tighter. So thank you, because you whack as fuck, and your nasty pussy reminded him.
Dry as hell.
I'm just
keeping it real, like, going back. We could go back 11 years.
Are we going to go back and talk about nasty pussy?
I'm talking to women all over America, men. You go through shit, it happens. But don't look at every downfall, every cheating situation like, oh my God, I can't get through this. Now, I respect women that walk away and say, I can't do this. But sometimes you might be making a mistake. Because understand, even though he made that mistake.
I feel like I'm in church.
Okay.
Even though he made that.
That's what we love about her.
But even though he made that mistake, or as you said, you made that mistake, or I made that mistake.
What did you?
I'm talking over
I plead the fifth on that question.
Or even me. I'm not an angel, but what I'm saying is it's about knowing that, damn, that shit wasn't worth it. I can't believe I did that stupid shit. Like, I wanna be with this person even more. Or, ooh, you smell good. I've had one of my best friends be like, he was like, oh, and she stinked. You know, like, or, you know, bitches be covering up shit with after the club, got they spray on.
Okay, spray.
You know,
we got it.
No,
church is in.
Let's
learned a lot of my knowledge.
Final prayer. Final prayer.
Don't worry,
we're
gonna get it.
We got to see y'all work together this week.
Okay.
On the episode, we got to see y'all working in the studio together. How is that?
Well, y'all got to see an edit of us working together.
Thank you.
Because actually, after that, it got phenomenally better.
Okay,
and
that
she
was
knocked the
go.
Record out.
But wait, before we get there, Nick Cannon.
Yes.
How are you guys involved with? How did you get involved with Nick Cannon?
Nick is amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah, incredible. Nick is somebody who believes in underdogs and. And when he sees talent and a potential or anything with somebody, and he feels like you might
Nick,
be like...
Nick is a real nigga.
Yeah.
And he helps people to help them, not to gain.
Yeah, he believes... If you believe in yourself and he sure believes in you, he's like, let's do this. Because why let this talent go to waste? We go way back, you know. He honestly...
Nick's actually been around since day one. Actually.
Yeah, day one. And, you know, we're not going to comment some of Nick's famous quotes of what he used to say with us. But Nick was like the person rooting for, you know, this relationship to work. We tried to work together back in the day, me and this guy.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Like,
he didn't
want
to mess
Queens?
With me.
We actually worked before that on just solo projects. So, you know,
period.
The music comes out good. It's just such an uphill battle to get it done. It's like, you know.
But Nick and Nick's, what I was saying is Nick is the person who was able to make this new thing that you just saw happen, and it happened in a serious taken real way, and not on some, you know, this is my wife and we're sleeping together and I'm a
like to actually show them the music, the music side.
Right. Yeah. You know, I want this, and right. Music is everything to me, because you can express things you feel and get off stuff. Just like even on reality TV, you get off maybe some shit you've been wanting to say mm-hmm. for a minute, or you embarrassed for something, but then you can go back in your record and put it in there, say whatever to whoever. It don't even have to be in a relationship. Music is the outlet for me, right. And I know how much he takes that. Feel seriously, because that is a real situation, right. You know?
Well, music is everything.
For him.
Well, that was my question. For those who know, Max, getting familiar with you on this season, name some things you've done, some records, some people you work with.
I worked with myself and other people. No, I'm just playing. I work with, you know, Lil Wayne, Flo Rida, T.I.'s, and Diggy Simmons, and you know, different people. I don't like to name drop. It just seems kind of weird. Right. Ray J, of course, that's my bro. We've had continual success.
You've created a lot of art.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I work with the short dogs, you know, the up-and-coming hot people. And, you know, I've worked with Stevie Wonder. I've worked with everybody.
So can we expect a record where you and Miles coming?
Miles is all good. You know, I don't have no problems with Miles. So, you know. With me, it's all about, you know.
He's busy working on the Queen's project.
It's all about, do I have time to get out and work on other projects? Because that's clearly the, you know, the thing.
We have a lot to cover, so let's talk about some stuff. We're going to nail through this. So, all right. Queens, you're working with Millimoto?
Yes, Millimoto is amazing.
How long have you guys been working together?
For a minute, a good minute. I've known Millie for a very long time, and that's what's so beautiful about our relationship in this music. We're both moms, new moms. It's not somebody that you just met or through an audition or a casting. We gel. We have a lot in common, and we know each other.
She gets your attitude, because tonight we saw, she was like, she said to the producer, she's like, let's just go.
Millie has a way with me, and I love her for that, because everybody doesn't have the experience on knowing how to accept somebody for who they are. Just letting somebody be. Like in my last music situation, it was just so much, well, I don't want to do this that way. Well, I can't. Well, no, that's your way. Millie is so chill that I want to do things her way. Like, Millie, you sure? I give it to Millie. She can rap her ass off. And I get it. You definitely give it to Millie. You commend her all the time.
Oh, no.
Because I'm saying it's a good thing, because, you know, good music, good talent, don't hate on nobody. But at the same time, I don't want to be in a group with someone that just sees it their way, or, I can't deal with Brandy and her shit. Well, bitch, bye.
Right.
You know? It's a group. So if you can't compromise, then to me, it's no point in even trying this journey. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight. There's people that have been going at it for 20 years and
I think her and Z, they fit in our equation, because, you know, they write to
her boyfriend.
You know what I'm saying? They clicked up, we clicked up, and we could all make music together. So I like them for them.
You guys, we saw, so now as a Virgo, I know that we tend to, this is what I went on this whole weekend to try and get rid of this, but we can sometimes, it's hard for us to separate ourselves from business and personal. So tonight we saw you in
sometimes.
The, you know, sometimes.
All the time.
We saw
every time
we saw you upset because you were trying to get, you know, your line done, and you felt like Max wasn't coddling you.
B's thing is she's a star, so she's a comedian, so she's always gonna make the room laugh. Like all her famous friends who love her, Beyonce and all these people, they love her because she brings joy and laughter. But with me, it's like I don't want joy and laughter in the studio. Well, I do, but I'm saying while we're working, let's get the work done, and then let's assume we didn't do a good job and work again harder, and then after that, let's have the joy and laughter when the work's done. That's my philosophy.
And I definitely understand your philosophy, and I respect your craft, So I'm going
to
work
like
on
she
myself.
Get to the impersonations. Like Whitney used to love the impersonations. So it's like she gets it. And then you get mad because you're actually laughing. And you're like, I don't want to be laughing right now. I want to be working so we can get this done. You know, we paying $150 an hour. Let's knock this out and get out of here.
Just to tell stand up joke.
You know?
No, right. But I mean, and I get it.
Have you gotten better?
Sometimes. Yeah, I'm much better in respecting his time.
You can't stop her.
But sometimes he's just too harsh with me. And I, you know, like tonight.
Well, but is it harsh or is it that he's caring?
He's caring, but that tough love, that shit sometimes makes somebody want to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
Fair enough.
Can you tell me that even, shit, lie to me for a second. Say that, you know, that wasn't so bad. I mean, I hated it. Like, damn, but I get it. He only wants me to sound to my best. But
I want you to get mad and just like threaten me while you're doing it. Like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh,
you
that's
put that energy into
him. That's another one of his tactics to start an argument with me in the studio, because when I get angry, he feels like one day I was so fucking mad at this nigga. I did this record.
Can you say that?
You didn't say whatever you want.
Oh, excuse me.
Fuck it.
One day I was so, let me reset. One second,
Max,
so
if you could lean on this side.
Okay, my bad. Did I lean out?
One day, I was so angry at him, and I went in the studio and did this record.
Every day.
And it's called Thelma and Louise.
Oh, I love
and,
it.
And, I mean, I was talking. When he heard the record, he was like, oh, my God.
I was scared for my life.
Who is this person? You know, like, who? Oh, my God. Like, it sounds like you really, like, wanted to kill me. The way you were rapping and what you were saying, but I was so angry at him that I was just like, Nick, I'm ready to fucking get in here and kill it.
Bars.
Like, I was so, he was like, okay, get in the booth. But I got in there.
Okay, get the duct tape. Let's go get him.
We got the tarp in the back.
Another person came out because it came from an angry place, and I was saying some true shit that I really felt, but I said it in a way he wants me to rap all the time when I'm in the studio. But if I don't get it right all the time, right away, just have a little bit more patience with me. That's all I'm saying. Treat me like you treat everybody else that loves being,
it's not that don't get it right, it's the flagrant disrespect, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm on your team, so you know.
Yeah, you are.
Team Queens, all that.
Way over there to the right, to the right.
No.
All right, we got to bust through the episode. All right, so we saw tonight, Tierra met up with Monice. They went to the nail shop.
Yes.
And Tierra says she wants to slim down a little bit. She's gonna get lipo.
We didn't see tonight yet, by the way.
I'm gonna break the scene down for you. So Tierra said she wants to get lipo because in 2 weeks her and Nikki have a fashion show. And she wants to get her body right, get it together and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, Monice was a little bit like, really, girl, lipo? Like, is that what you want to do? But she said, I want to feel cute about myself. I'm sick of hearing what people are saying. Then we see Tierra over with Hazel. Because, which I gotta say, you know, I know Hazel and Tierra have been having their little problems.
Yeah, but they were there.
Shout out to Tierra for being there and being there in the hospital.
Only friend.
Yes, for Hazel.
Hazel got an ATV accident in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And we saw Nikki, Milan, Tierra by her side. Crazy 16-hour flight to just save her nose to get her to an American hospital.
I was confused.
That's
Hazel good, though. She with Cat Williams, so she's straight,
that's
bro.
She bounced back.
Having
week,
a funny person
Cat.
Around you all the time, you'll never be sad. Yeah. You just be laughing off every day.
Oh, thank
you.
Yes.
Give me a kiss. Shout out
give
Hazel
kiss.
And Cat.
I won't get no lipstick
okay.
on you.
It's a microphone kiss. It's a mic in the way.
So we get to the doctor appointment with Tierra and Hazel.
I like your hair, your nails. It's also nice.
I know, right?
We barely, you know, she's always working, so I'm lucky
they
when I get to,
moment.
You know, be in the presence of.
And how does that make you feel, B?
You're in the presence of the queen.
Little, you know,
that part.
Little butterflies inside. Maybe we should have a little wine when we leave. Let's see, a little secret. A little secret. Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to. Can I tell one of our
please.
Little secrets?
You want to tell some?
Oh, no, I won't.
Secret. Can we get a little bit
you know, he knows that red wine is my...
There's something in
Kryptonite.
This liquor.
red wine.
He knows, because when I start getting over the top and... I call him with this voice, he knows, like, you drinking some red wine, like, you know, yeah, that red wine gets me feeling.
It's really just, blood.
Just like I can fly. Sacrificial blood. You know, and you know, I appreciate the compliments. That really made me feel good. Thank you.
It's very sweet.
I love
AfterBuzz.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to heal everything. All right, so speaking of healing, we get to the doctor appointment, Tierra and Hazel.
Yes.
And it was the bandage removal time.
She removed the bandage. She was real upset. It was nasty, but
it was sad. I wanted to cry. It was sad.
Well, but we just going to say, for all those haters out there, Hazel did not get a nose job, y'all.
As they say, I don't mean, you know.
Where did she get it? Looked like the same nose to me.
It looked the same, yeah.
I don't know. I think Hazel's beautiful with without a nose job. It's overall about in here, and at the same time, I never understand why people feel they have to fix themselves with a change. But if you want to do it, you my nigga, go for it. I support you.
Yeah, I ain't changing shit. Fuck all y'all niggas.
I'm not gonna front. I have an issue with my nose.
But do you guys really get?
No, your nose is cute.
Do you guys get a lot of haters?
We get a lot of lovers. We get a lot of lovers, and we get a lot of haters.
So, you know,
well, that's what I want.
No, no, but I'm saying
really?
You get. I really searched.
Hold on,
it's two conversations
terrible
going
haters.
On right
you
now.
Go.
No, they're not terrible. That's what they do. They hate. Do your best.
But I'm saying, like,
social media,
like,
a lot of criticism on social media for you. How do you guys handle that?
Well, you know what it is for me? People who talk shit, you go to their page and it's like they're uglier than you and broker than you. And it's like, dude, the nerve of you.
The clap back.
Like, I don't need to change shit about myself. I make more money than you. I got a beautiful wife. All our bills are paid. Fuck you.
And if we were broke as fuck living in the gutter, we still fuck with each other.
Still be flyer than you.
On a whole nother level, because spiritually, love is love. So who are you to sit up here and comment and don't have nothing nice to say? Yes, we are a public figure, so it's, you open yourself up for
like
that.
People be like,
but if you don't got nothing nice to say, then keep that between you and your homies.
Well, you know, it's funny because I went to one of the haters' page and they was like talking shit, and then I went to their page and on their page it says love God first, be positive. I'm like, right. Oh, motherfucker, but you come to my page and what? Talk shit.
And I'm a little bit hypocritical because I love God too, and I put God first, family forever. But if you fuck with me, I turn into that bitch so fucking quick. But I have to ask God for. Tone it down.
We don't need to get there right now.
No killing haters tonight. Relax.
But you know, I'm famous for being a big head, skinny bitch. You know, but what people don't understand about me is my weight is up and down all the time. I'm skinny today. I'll be thick as fuck next Christmas. You know, it doesn't. Okay, you got
not
that. Big head, Asian, flat nose, whatever. You ugly as fuck. I'll take it. God bless you.
So you're Blasian. Which is hat? Who's who?
I'm Korean and black. You know,
mom. Who's dad?
My mom is part Korean, but it came out really strong. You know, Asian genes can be really strong. You know, our son looks just like my mom, and he's just yellow, like so light, but he has like sandy red, brown, blonde, curly hair that. Sometimes it's dark and sometimes it's light. My hair isn't like that. His hair isn't like that. But my mom's hair is like that. So, you know, my little sister looks like this tall, gorgeous Cuban. I don't even know. But, you know, jeans are jeans. And then, you know, a gorgeous black part of me is so strong. It comes out. It just depends how I wear my hair or, you know, my makeup. But I'm proud to be African American and Asian. I love Koreans. I speak Korean. You know, people don't understand that it's.
I'm proud to be human.
Yeah,
that's Raven Simone.
You got to be proud of who you are. I didn't ask to be mixed with this stuff. But it is what it is, and I'm into my culture. I don't just put the Korean flag on my Instagram, but it's like, oh, that bitch don't know no Korean. No, I do know Korean, and I love the culture, and I love the African American culture. I'm black, so as you can see.
I want to get into some of your projects that you guys are working on, but before we do, we got to wrap some of this up. So we saw Rich and Marla. He met up with Monice's mom.
Oh, Lord.
Marla felt like, I'm going to attack this a different way, give him a nice
she
little
apologized.
Hug. She apologized. And we found out some tea about Monice and Fizz.
Yes.
That Monice thought that Marla took Fizz's side.
with some police officers.
And then we hear that Fizz has custody because they were arguing, and apparently Moniece had just gotten loud as the cops came, and the cops thought she was the aggressor. So we then see Marla meet up with Fizz, and Fizz won the hearts of America tonight by breaking down and crying.
Because we was tired of him, and now we like, oh.
Oh, yeah, he's getting an Oscar for that. You got to give it up. You can't hate at the end of the day.
It was real. It came from his heart.
Exactly.
It was real.
But the most beautiful part was that he went to Moniece afterwards and said to her, I'll be your support. Like, no matter all they've been through.
He's a good person. That's like my little brother. They're very close, and you know
he banged on me about the ring.
Drew,
he threw me under the bus.
Thank you.
You know,
Drew
under the
Fizz.
Tour bus.
He said, no, you married,
you know,
brother.
You know what I'm saying? I was looking like, you
little
know, one of them.
Getting big bro advice. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, you on her side. Okay, my nigga. No, I'm just playing. But you know, I gotta commend him.
Yeah, he did.
He's a real, real good person.
You know what
I'm
saying? Ladies, when you see him, throw some at him, because it's like, he's keeping it 100.
Throw some what?
Throw some whatever they think that is.
Like a high five.
A high five.
A dab. Wait, he's single, so.
Is he single?
Throw some at him.
Oh. Right? Yeah,
he's single.
He's smashing Nikki, right?
Well.
Smashing?
Why y'all gotta use smashing on my girl? No. He is dating Miss Nikki Baby. She is a lady. She doesn't get smashed.
I think they're all too young to be locked down right now. I think they're all just living their life.
Especially on TV. I feel like, you know date on TV, but getting the relationship
out. You don't
want
to rush into
television.
Anything.
Yeah.
Because you guys got to start your relationship off camera, you know, without everyone watching it.
Well, no, it was always cameras around.
But, like, in your face, like, we want to see the ring being thrown and storylines and plots and things like that.
What's
like,
worse than reality TV is Instagram and camera phones. That's the real reality TV.
Instagram, that secret Snapchat shit. You know,
secret Snapchat.
These bitches is just, they got so clever these days. Like, you think I don't know about your messages and your thirst? And I mean... Direct message, Twitter.
He didn't have no Sprite tonight. He was drinking water.
Listen, you know, at the end of the day, these guys been disrespectful. So who cares? You know, we live in a disrespectful world. You just got to get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Boom. Mm-hmm. Speaking of disrespectful, Soulja Boy.
Oh, Lord.
Nah.
Well, right now on Instagram, speaking of Instagram, everyone is a little worried as to why Nia keeps going back to Soulja Boy. And we got the answer tonight. She sat with her father. Mm-hmm. Teddy Riley came down. He said, look, I feel like you deserve better.
She said, I know.
He said, I didn't really treat your mother, you know, as the nicest person. She said, I know.
I know.
And, she said, I just want to say we're not perfect, but we're working on it, and I can deal with everything he does. Are you friends with Nia?
She's so cool. Like, I don't talk to her on the phone, but she's always been, you know, very sweet when I've seen her. And with anybody, I mean, in a relationship, nobody wants to go through what she's going through. So, you know, all I can say is, God is real. He sees everything, and vengeance isn't ours, but what goes around, that bitch karma comes back.
And pause, because I wasn't here last week, and I just have to say Nas.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, we our prayers are up, and we don't really, you know, we don't speak on other people's relationships.
Yeah.
That's positive. You know. But I like that. But we on AfterBuzz,
right,
so almost.
Right. We're going to speak that. Like,
just for a minute.
He had the stack of cash in his hand, like, either you in or you not.
Like, he came in there big dog status.
He needed that other ruby to come around.
Yeah. Just let it go, girl. Let it go.
So they're going to take it one day at a time. He doesn't want to jinx anything. He said, I might be dead tomorrow, so I don't want to promise you anything in 5 years from now.
We hope that they work their stuff out. Like, we hope we work our stuff out. You know, it's hard being young and having love and, like you said, cameras, temptations. Stuff is real.
And you got babies, y'all.
So what's your relationship with Jason Lee?
Jason Lee.
We don't have no problems. He's, like, at the end of the
issues.
Day.
No issues. If I
what
see
happened,
him,
happened.
God bless you, brother.
And it's over.
He's, you know, it is what it is. Ain't nobody tripping off of nothing. It's, life is too short.
You know, he know people we know, and we know people he know, and they know how we get down.
You know,
and
you,
vice versa. So
you caught me a chihuahua.
No problem.
Yes.
I got you back, SpongeBob. We even.
I think they forget about that part right there.
Yeah,
I think they forget. They be on the camera. They forget about.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah, you got to deal with the fact that you can say something on camera that could affect your real life.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
because no matter what, at the end of the day, that's, you know, I can say what I want to say to my wife, but when y'all want to come against my wife, then that's when I have to.
I get calls from my. My niggas in the middle of the night, like, yo, I'm at the club. I see this fool. I'm like, it ain't like that. Shut it down. He's like, no, I ain't going to let him talk to your peoples like that.
Right.
It's like, no. It's TV. Relax. Don't do nothing.
Right.
You know? So you don't want to be in the middle of that type of stuff.
Exactly.
That's all.
All right. So last storyline before we wrap up. We started with Amber, and Amber was around her family, and they call Miles, and she says...
I love Amber
because Amber just seemed like she keep it too real. She said, here's the thing. I know all the secrets. I know all the conversations. She said, I need to know from your mouth on the phone. I don't want you to call me back. I don't want nothing. She said, I need to know.
That wine was real good. Okay. That wine was so good because she was so gone, but I loved it. Go on. I'm sorry.
Miles took a breath and he said, I've been with my relationship. But the funniest part was the family's reaction. He said, I've been with Milan. They went,
like, y'all didn't know.
What? That's what kind of got me confused. Now, as a black woman up here, if you're dating a guy, and a guy calls you out the blue and say, hey, listen, I've been having sex with a guy.
Oh, this was not out the blue.
They had therapy
last week. I'm just saying, like,
they went through therapy last week.
If it's out the blue, that's scary. Because then,
that was the first time.
At the end of the day, for anybody to get a phone call to anybody else, any human being that, you know, my heart left from you to someone else is just devastating, you know. And to add gender things on top of it would probably be more devastating. So
that's crushing.
You know, I have nothing but respect for her, Miles. You know, and my heart goes out once again. You know.
And I really just
took herself out of the situation last week, which I was. Impressed by. She hit him one time and then she was like, let me just get in the car, I need to go home, because she could have knocked him out
but
and stomped on his
you gotta let your girl get that off. You gotta let your girl sock you in the face and be like, all right, you feel better.
I didn't been there.
I'm glad for her that she was able to pull herself out of it and not completely pull herself out of character and just, you know, she got her one little sneak in and she was like, no, I'm not gonna be that.
Well, I was just looking at the Out in Hip Hop special they had last week and just touching on so many different subjects and, you know, about being open and being on a DL, and it's just like, if you're gonna do it, you know, you gotta talk to the woman.
Well, the DL is a touchy subject. Open is one thing, because when it's open, it's like, you know what it is. The DL is like, that's sketchy.
Well, that's
like,
but that's why she got mad.
That's
she said, I'm mad because you have me around Milan, so y'all are dating, making, then sitting here
and having sex.
And we're hanging out.
Me think that we like, we're I might have homies. A chance with you.
And anybody would feel, any human being would feel like that about any human being that was around any other
guy or girl.
It's like, y'all got
that's good.
I learned that relationships is best to just be honest and deal with the violence versus trying to keep secrets. It's best to just be like, yo, look,
I
went to the club last night.
Honest,
I got drunk.
Brenda, I hope you take that ring off
before you do it.
You know what I'm saying? It's best to just do it, you know, like, be straight up, because that's what the person wants. They want to know that another person doesn't have one up on them.
Y'all see this white cup he wears? He had it on in the bed scene with the rings. White Cup Confessions.
What is it?
I love White Cup Confessions because... Go ahead. Talk about
it. Tell us what that is. I saw it on your shirt in the studio today, too.
That's my company. That's everything. That's the music, the clothing, the lifestyle, you know.
But it's a white cup confession. A little secret inside.
Well, we all got a white cup confession. We all, you know, you might confess to the After Buzz cup. That's an After Buzz confession.
Cheers to that.
Amen.
Thanks for the champagne.
So we got the they
we
wrapped.
Oh, we ain't done yet.
We about to wrap up though, because Amber, we saw Amber met up with Milan, and you know Milan's gonna let her know that she need to stay in the past.
But see, at the same time, you gotta be respectful to people and their situations. So you gotta just be understanding, and that's how you get through life. Understanding people, you don't get through life checking people.
you know, and that's
point.
Just, that's just a reality check for the whole world.
That's a real good point.
If you want to live long and not have to look over your shoulder, understand what people are going through
rather than judging.
Rather than
right.
judging them.
Yeah. Right. And Cam, how do you handle these two in the business, the personal?
Handle. Nah, they grown. They handle their own thing.
They've been doing this for a long time. All right. And we're going to head into predictions.
For next week.
Sure. The prediction is women love, I love Indian hair. So if you cheating or making your man mad,
you're after buzz.
They hug it up. I was like, go get my hair.
Wait, we're gonna do promo.
No, because that's my company.
No, we're going to get your company in. But we just got to get through this real quick. All right, so Milan tells Amber next week about their matching tattoos. Yes. That's probably
matching
not going to go too well.
We move like, in together. We married. We about to have babies. Move on. Next.
Probably not the right thing to tell Amber. We get Rich and Monique having a conversation with Monique's mama. And this looks
That's
like it might go
deep situation, man.
But we got to get Monique's mom in. I promised Monique we can get her mom in so she could talk, tell her side. Tierra gets lipo.
Why? She's so thick. That. We like them thick.
You know, but that's but right. My thing, T, girl, you hit just, me up. I'll get you on that Herbalife. You could have been done with that in 2 weeks without the...
Run, just, you know,
snip,
a
snap.
Bit.
And then Nikki may not work with Hazel. Hazel say, girl, do you, boo, whatever you got to do.
You know,
I feel like
she can't wait for Tierra to heal. She's trying to get her show up.
And I'm wondering if that's when, because we've seen like Hazel quit and then quit Loving Hip Hop. And then we saw that Nikki and Milan apparently had done a show together, fashion show. That was off of Instagram. The Shade Room had posted something. But all right, before we wrap up, what are you guys working on? What do you guys want to promote right now? So you have a hairline, Brandy.
Yes. I'm so thankful. My partners, Sean and Jose, let me be a part of just such success. It's doing amazing. I love Indian hair. We commend and brag and cocky and arrogant because everybody has a hairline, hair companies all over. Everybody's stuff is good, but I can honestly tell you, I keep it 200 and our shit is the best. It's no shedding. It's gorgeous. The wet ain't too thick, and the quality lasts for years. So go to I Love Indian Hair. If you ever get any of our hair and you have an issue, we will fully refund you. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it's bigger than that. You can make $4,000 a week definitely selling our hair. It's not about just, you know, I don't want to give Brandy no money. Like, no, give yourself money.
Are you trying to employ people?
The hair game is real. It's like drugs. It's
really real.
Yes.
Okay. Well, go to the website. Get a part of the Platinum program.
Wait, what?
We don't know about any drugs.
Right. Just the expression.
Before we get into that, and then Queens, are we going to come out with music?
Queens is coming so hard. We're on iTunes right now. We have Gangster Bitch, and we got Asian Cartel coming. We're going to keep giving you surprises. I don't want to tell you, but there's something really big coming for Queens. And, you know, the world might not like it, but, you know, when you fuck with bosses, you got to deal with it. You know, incredible. We do big things all day, every day. Queens, Millie Moto. Go ahead, Mr. White Cup Confession.
And what you got?
I mean, that's all I got. She already let the cat out the bag. It's over. That was it.
WhiteCupConfessions.com.
Not WhiteCupCo.com. You know, it's all about the music. I got projects coming up. I'm working on that project. It's all about whatever my business partners are doing. That's what I'm doing. You know? That's it. Loving Hip Hop. We appreciate y'all letting us come on, do our thing. We definitely rocking with them. VH1, you know?
So,
you know?
season 3, Loving Hip Hop.
I don't know nothing about season 3.
But if they were to ask you back, would you guys want to do that?
I don't know. It depends on if they got on their knees or if they just stood up. That would make a difference.
Sounding like some damn Beckys. All they do is get on their goddamn
knees.
You busted in the studio.
Of course we would come back. We would for sure come back because it's not about us. It's about the fans.
Boom. And where can all the fans follow you guys?
On Instagram, BrandyBB1. And your Instagram is...
Don't follow me because we're going to get in trouble.
His Instagram is LHH. No, please
don't
do.
Don't DM me. Don't
DM
follow
me.
At
LHH.
Just follow her. Just follow her. That's what they do. They set you up.
LHHH. Max Lux.
Yeah, that's me.
And Twitter is Queen Hermes for me. And his Twitter is Lambo Lux.
At Lambo Lux. Yeah, that's me.
You know, definitely follow us. And, you know, don't... Shit, you got something to say? Go ahead, say it. Don't matter if it's good or bad. I'll deal with it.
It just don't be mad when you show up.
I love it.
Nah, right?
All right, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Speaking of incredible, check out the Incredible Tablet. You guys can check out our sister site, Black Hollywood Live. Check out some of our programming on there. And also every Friday from 9 to what, like 8, 9
like
at
8 o'clock at night.
We're streaming live, Hollywood Live. It's our sister network. Make sure you guys check it out. We talk music, fashion, reality, TV, everything you can think of. We got it over there. Also, hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Stuart Starlet.
Tweet me at your girl Trinae.
Tweet me at Cameron Penny _.
Boom. Tweet him. Tweet Cameron so his baby mama can hit you back.
Oh.
Actually, if you tweet Cameron, some English guy in London randomly will try and talk to you. But anyways, that's a different story. Thank you guys for coming on tonight and keeping it real with us. Until next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
ACR.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.